As we offer our love to the beloved mighty Son of Kamaro, we ask him to blaze through us what he knows we need the most, to be the protection for which we call to all that is constructive, and to hold the victory of everything that is of God, everywhere in this world forever. Beloved of our hearts, tonight, in the outpouring of the activities of fiery Christ, blue lightning, assistance to the earth, we are drawing great legions of the angelic host who direct that sacred fire of the blue flames, indestructible, purifying love. A love so intense that wherever it goes, it simply gives everything that the great love from the great central sun can give. And tonight, I trust I may make clear to you part of the service of the great archangels who direct the sacred fire to this system of worlds. When you think of the angelic host, you think of only those concepts mankind has already used and sent forth to mankind unascended. But I wish to illumine you tonight and bring into your outer use, through your calls, the cosmic concentration of the sacred fires, almighty purifying love, that the archangels direct to the system of worlds. And when there are conditions in the physical octave that need correction, don't hesitate to call to your beloved I Am Presence first and all the ascended hosts to send whatever cosmic legions are the angels and archangels, the ascended masters know, whatever legions are necessary to correct any condition in the physical world that has been generated by mankind's impurity and destruction. And when you call forth the seven mighty archangels, fiery Christ legions, are the blue flames, indestructible purifying love, it can come in one flash, and there won't be anything in it but love, but a power and a pressure and a victory so great that everything else dissolves and becomes its own perfection. Now this is the power that the beloved Archangel Michael directs into conditions of the physical world that are destructive, in order to consume that destruction. And the reason I bring this to your attention tonight is because after the purification of this world takes place, that which has been known as the compound will be removed from the atmosphere of this world, and it will have to be removed and consumed by the archangels and the great cosmic beings who direct the blue ray. Now, whenever things are unusually destructive of mankind's creation in the physical octave, many times when the violet consuming flame is called into action to force the purification, many times within that violet consuming flame is the blue lightning of Christ, cosmic Christ purity, with a force that is great enough to control every movement on the planet. I wish to give this to you that you may have in your consciousness the ascended master's awareness of what the cosmic blue ray and blue flame and blue lightning of sacred fire loves, indestructible purity, means to life everywhere in the purification of the physical world and into the building and the establishment of that which is permanently constructive, fulfilling the great divine plan that raises all into greater and greater and greater perfection. Now, when we wish to sustain anything that is constructive in physical manifestation, and I mean sustain it over many thousands of years, we always use the blue flame and the blue wall of sacred fire, and then within that is the special activity of either the unfed flame or the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, or the various activities of the sacred fire that are used to produce physical manifestation in this world or any other. But tonight I wish to bring you some awareness of who the seven great archangels are that govern the blue ray to this system of worlds, and especially to this world itself. And when you think of, don't think of just force, electronic force of tremendous power. Think of it as the most terrific love from the great central sun that is great enough to create every planet in this system and the sun itself and keep all in balanced action harmoniously and throughout uncountable aeons of time. This is the cosmic action of the blue ray. And you can have the individualized action of that in and around yourselves in the most amazing victory and miracles of perfection without limit you could ever ask for, if you will recognize it as the mighty I Am Presence and the Ascended Master's cosmic sacred fire love of all eternity, ever giving of its perfection into manifestation, ever expanding it, ever raising it into greater and greater and greater love, and greater and greater and greater light, and greater and greater and greater happiness to all that is. Now, I have many reasons for bringing this to your attention tonight, because out of the blue ray comes the I Am Ascended Master miracle music of the spheres. It is this activity in the upper atmosphere of Earth that we sometimes refer to as the octave of light, but it is not the Ascended Master's octave. But it is an action of the sacred fire in the upper atmosphere of Earth that is the love that holds the atmosphere of Earth in balanced control and keeps purifying a certain proportion of the atmosphere in order to control everything in this physical world. And it is from that that comes forth the energy that grows the powers of nature on the earth, sustains the plant life, and gives to mankind the food and the blessing of the flower kingdom and all the happiness and blessings that the powers of nature bestow. Now, when we come to mankind's desecration of the blessings that have been brought forth by the love of the seven mighty archangels, then there must come the awakening to the people of this world that they must not longer be allowed to misuse the powers of nature and forces of the elements if they are going to remain here or have the blessings which those mighty, mighty channels of supply to life provide constantly, regardless of mankind's misuse. I want you to become acquainted, if you will, with the love that it takes to watch mankind misuse the blessings that life has bestowed as freely as the air you breathe. The great God presence, the mighty I am of each life stream, and of the physical sun, the great central sun, all the ascended masters and cosmic beings, from their great temples of the sacred fire, where the love is so great that it produces cosmic manifestations of sustained beauty and perfection and music forever expanding. That love, my dear ones, is the power that we use to purify a world, correct conditions, and awaken mankind into the obedience to the mighty I Am presence and the cosmic law by which life can be purified and set free, the life mankind has misused in this world. And the beloved seven mighty archangels are beings of such love and such power and such magnificent beauty and music, you cannot imagine the blessings they can bestow if you will become acquainted with them. And tonight I introduce you to them. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Now, there is no limit to the legions of angels that come under their direction. Angels of the sacred fire who draw it forth from the great central sun or from the temples of the sacred fire that are in the ascended master's octave. Because when any of the archangels choose to draw forth into outer physical conditions an activity of the sacred fire, all they do is to raise the hand. And with the love to the heart of creation, they draw forth the flame just as easily as you would draw forth a piece of substance in the physical world. These are the master powers of the sacred fire's love. And it is the great God presence, the mighty I Am in the great central sun and the physical sun. And these great beings are provided by the great law of existence to bring into manifestation the happiness, the beauty, and the perfection to bring joy to life and to allow mankind to use the master powers of life to create perfection, to sustain it, that it they may the individuals may continue to enjoy it. And this is the perfection of love. It is the master power of indestructible purity, and it is the miracle presence of all the manifestations of perfection that are immortal, whether they be in the use of the individual or a nation or a planet or a system of worlds. Matters not. Everything that is of perfection must come from within the sacred fire. And when in those centuries gone, long ago, when I came once a year and gave the flame into that civilization, and every individual could come there and take a piece of that wood that was aflame and take that to the home or into the temples, and it was self-sustained until I came again. That sustained the civilization by the love and the perfection of the sacred fire which I gave. I have given that to this world over a long period of time. But when mankind becomes indifferent to the responsibility of the use of life and does not stand true to the fulfillment of the divine plan, then these powers and these gifts must be withdrawn till mankind understands and is purified and awakens to the responsibility in the use of life, the use of energy, the use of substance, and the use of consciousness, whether it be the individual's own consciousness of the mighty I Am presence, or whether it be the gifts and the blessings that the consciousness of other life streams have produced in this world in the fulfillment of the divine plan. So there are many, many things to be learned from the archangels. You are all more or less familiar with beloved Archangel Michael. And he does use the sword and blue flame. And when he flashes that blue flame, I assure you, nothing human can survive. He is master over all the evil mankind has ever created in this world. This is one of the master powers of life. In fact, it is the master power of life, from whence creation comes forth, is produced in outer physical conditions to fulfill the divine plan and keep mankind occupied in the use of life with producing perfection that is a joy to produce, a joy to maintain, a joy to expand, that that life may give joy to all the rest of the life by which it is surrounded. Mankind must learn to use life correctly. Mankind must stop the misuse of the blessings of powers of nature and forces of the elements, or mankind will have to face the recoil of that misuse. But those who love the archangels, those who love the angelic host, who are the guardians of every gift, the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host give, those who love those divine beings can be blessed without limit, protected, and raised into the greater use of the master powers of life to harmonize yourselves in your world and fulfill the great divine plan even long before your ascension. And now it is your privilege to call this power of the sacred fire, which the archangels direct into every constructive thing in your government, that you may have a God government of this nation, that you may have the ascended masters and cosmic beings, conscious control of all within your borders by the sacred fire love of the seven mighty Elohim and the seven great archangels. This is yours to use as freely as the air you breathe. The physical sun doesn't deny you the use of its light rays or its warmth or its radiating presence, does it? It's pouring it to the system. If you want it, you go out and in the outer world, the outdoors, and you can receive of its blessings. It doesn't ask you anything in return. It gives all the perfection and asks nothing in return. and the beloved seven mighty Elohim, and the seven mighty Kumaras, and the seven mighty Johans, and the seven great archangels, give to life through this beloved sacred fire of which we have told you. Exactly as the sun gives light to the earth. And if you will become acquainted with the seven mighty archangels and ask them to give you the love of their sacred fire, mastery over all in this world, you will not be refused. And you may have as much as you desire. And I assure you, it will, as you use it in outer world conditions, it will make you master over everything in the world, just exactly as the seven mighty archangels are master. The angels direct the sacred fire, and that sacred fire is master over everything in this physical world. And love gives this all the time. And this is the love we have given from Venus. And this is the love we have given from our temples of the sacred fire. And this is the love of life. And life offers you itself as freely as the air you breathe. And there isn't a thing of the perfection of life that your blessed mighty I Am presence and the seven great archangels can't give you in manifestation. Please become aware of everything that love can give, and don't forget to use it in the physical world to correct conditions that you cannot handle any other way. Mankind has tried war after war after war to correct conditions, and human beings have gone from bad to worse. We are hoping to get a group of I Am students who will stand true to the use of the sacred fire love, which the seven mighty archangels direct to this world, and use it as continuously in outer physical conditions as you use your automobiles when you wish to go somewhere. If you will use this every time you want to accomplish anything, remember it first, that to accomplish anything and everything in the physical world by your call to your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host, for the sacred fire love to do it right, to fulfill the divine plan, and let the divine plan have a chance to manifest and fit your world with its blessings and its happiness and its protection and its peace. You cannot experience discord nor limitation any longer. And there is no equal and no substitute for the sacred fire love from the heart of creation. Thank you so much. Call for the illumination within yourselves of all that the angels of the sacred fire who come under the direction of the seven mighty archangels to this world can give to you. And if you will make them your friends, let them into your world. And let them give you their love and their gifts. You can't be bound by destructive conditions any longer. We have offered and offered and offered, but mankind is so busy with everything else that even when the intellect knows of our existence in the universe, it does not understand and does not use nor accept the love of our life, which we give for the redemption of the world. And I would think tonight that your world needs redeeming. When you think of 3.5 billion people embodied in this world, and most of them fighting, they won't stop long enough to let us give them peace. How much intelligence is there in that? So tonight, if I may impress upon you, and if I may charge you with our memory of all that the sacred fire love can do for you, and all that the 7 mighty archangels can give to you and give into this physical world to consume mankind's frightful evil, you cannot be in distress if you want the world set free by the sacred fire of the love that's not only eternal, it is the master presence, the controller, and the almighty authority of everything in manifestation. So from tonight, I trust you will know our love is very real. I trust by the love we give, the gift we give, and the blessings it brings into you and your world will prove our reality to you and prove our authority over conditions of the outer world that need correction, and give you the power to consume destructive conditions that should never have been created. Evil is not the divine plan of existence. The great God presence of life never created evil. Evil is mankind's own experiment with the use of energy and consciousness that wasn't filled with the full divine plan of the Ascended Master's octave. Since you have been caught in some of the whirlwind of mankind's suffering, we are here to release you if you care to bring in and around yourselves and into our physical conditions the sacred fire love which the 7 mighty archangels are waiting to bestow and pour forth in to everybody and everything that will open the door and let it flow to control conditions harmoniously and permanently, and fill everything in your beings and worlds with the blessing of perfection for eternity. It is a boundless supply of everything. It is healing without limit, and it will return you to the perfection from whence you came, and to which someday you must return. When the outer world's discord weighs heavily upon you, will you try to experiment and just ask for the sacred fire love of your beloved I Am presence and the 7 mighty archangels to this world to come in and around you and do for you what we know you need to help you purify conditions where you abide and to fulfill the great divine plan that sets others free as well as yourselves? And now your nation needs this tonight. So if you will call forth the unconquerable sacred fire legions of the angels that come under the direction of the 7 mighty archangels to this nation of this world, you will give us the opening by your calls for many miracle manifestations to come into you and your world and to come into the nation and help save it, because you can't save this nation by war, nor anything that isn't the sacred fire, love and power of indestructible purity. Now the seven mighty archangels are that in cosmic action and cosmic power and cosmic victory for eternity. You can just as well have this activity of the sacred fire filling you and surrounding you and filling everything in your beings and worlds. You can just as well have this sacred fire to help you do everything as you can your electric lights or the warmth of your radiators or anything that you use in the physical octave. Because everything that is a perfection with the powers and nature and forces of the elements has been created and provided on the earth by the seven great archangels, legions of sacred fire love, by which the powers of nature have been designed, protected, and brought forth to serve mankind. And anything that is destructive in those channels is but the condensation of mankind's impurity upon them. The sacred fire of purifying love, which the archangels direct, will purify anything and everything and is invincible purity for eternity. So, blessed ones, from tonight, you can call this in outer world conditions for healing. If people only would use the sacred fire of love that we offer, there isn't any limit to the blessings you can have, the miracles that would appear, and the mastery that would be yours to bring the victory of the Ascended Master's perfection into this world, that would raise everybody and everything you contact into the same great perfection of the Ascended Master's octave. And your ascension has to take place by the sacred fire love of the angelic host, including the seven mighty archangels. Now, the seven mighty Elohim are a special activity of the sacred fire. And the seven mighty Kumaras are a special activity of that sacred fire. The seven mighty Chohans are special activities of the sacred fire. And the seven mighty archangels are those who direct uncountable, eternal legions of the sacred fire love's master power flame to produce perfection and to forever raise everything into greater and greater happiness that love alone can give. So from tonight, you have sent forth your decrees because you loved your nation. We love the world, and we are offering our life's sacred fire love, that we may remove from the world that which mankind has generated and can never produce anything but suffering and limitation and ultimately the second death. We don't want you to go through that. We want to save every life stream, and only sacred fire love can save it. If you will be a part of us, we will work together to help the nation and the world save as many people as possible from the clutches of the sinister force, so that sinister force itself can be consumed and removed from the universe, never again to desecrate life. So whenever you see life being misused in the outer world, call to your beloved I Am Presence and to us to release whatever limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fire that the seven mighty archangels know will correct the condition and compel that evil to cease to be. So when you gave your decree tonight, it was heard to the heart of creation, and it can be answered by those great beings, the seven mighty archangels, who are masters throughout infinite space of sacred fire love, so terrific that everything in existence produces perfection whenever that love passes by. So, beloved ones, tonight, may we wrap you in our own heart's flame of the love of the seven mighty archangels, and may limitless legions of the angels of the sacred fires, master presence of invincible victory, clothe you in its power flame, guard you, raise you, and take you into the victory of the fulfillment of the divine plan till that moment when you come to us for eternity in the victory of the ascension. And as you work for the ascension of your nation and the world, you must of necessity be given your own. And then you cannot be destroyed by the hordes of evil that must be consumed. So, blessed ones, accept our love tonight. Dwell with us. Live within our world of the angelic hosts. And know they are as real as reality can be. They are the sun presence of the sacred fire's love from the physical sun and the great central sun. They are without limit in the upper atmosphere of Earth, and they can come at any instant into the physical lower atmosphere of Earth to give the blessing and the love and the perfection of their mastery that only knows the happiness of our love. May you too become some of our legions of the sacred fire, and the beloved seven mighty archangels come and stay with you until the atmosphere of Earth is opened and mankind beholds the master control of everything in this world. May you enjoy that hour and know you are a part of the love that draws you into the happiness of eternity and clothes you in the victory of invincible protection and love without limit. Will call, draw to you your own, because you have become its perfection of eternity. Accept it, be part of us, and help to pour to the physical octave until no part of life can any longer be allowed to suffer in this world, when sacred fire love wants to consume everything that is not the mastery and perfection of the seven mighty archangels of existence. Then you give your own beloved I Am presence a free way in outer world conditions to let it release its master powers through you and produce in this world that which will bless all life that passes this way. And you of necessity must arise into the freedom of eternity and ever go forward to bring happiness wherever you go, anywhere in the universe, the rest of eternity. And only the sacred fire love can give you that. May I clothe you tonight in its miracle mantle and diamond shining presence of the master power flame of indestructible purity and the peace of the love that only sacred fire can give. May it become an eternal part of your life streams, power without limit, and take you forward to your destiny in the victory of the ascension. And before then, may you use it without limit to purify and raise your nation and bring peace to the earth, which is the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And may legions of angels without limit pour to you the love it is my privilege to give, and you may use without limit for eternity. Thank you with all the love that brings perfection to you for eternity. And the seven mighty archangels be revealed to mankind, that all may be the consciousness of their perfection for eternity. Thank you with all my heart. You beloved son of Kumara, thank you for this night. Thank you for all the love you have poured to this world down through the centuries. Now, may your mighty sacred fire love, master power flame, blaze in through and around us whatever you know will help to purify and save our nation and bring peace to the earth for eternity. And the beloved seven mighty archangels stand our guard wherever we abide. And legions of the angels of the sacred fire ever stay with us till the world and all upon it are ascended and free. We thank thee. To the brothers of the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to honor this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of all the sacred fire love needed to do that which forever raises all to freedom. And to the beloved daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us with whatever you know releases your sacred fire love through us, that is the obedience that is necessary to forever bring that love into this world, that all may become its happiness of eternity. We thank thee. Thank you, beloved daddy. Thank you, every being who has poured love to us since we left the great central sun. Now make us the love that sets the earth free for eternity. And the beloved seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, recall as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, beloved mighty Arcturus. Compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the heart flame love from the seven mighty archangels of creation, draw it into the physical world to purify and save our nation and bring peace to the earth as soon as possible. And our love shall forever bore forth to you, and we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the ascended host, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, and charging it with whatever sacred fire love the mighty I Am Presence and the seven mighty archangels know is required to save our nation. Blaze it in through and around those under this radiation, expand it without limit, and do whatever is necessary through us to compel the great release that is necessary of the indestructible purity of eternity to remove human creation everywhere as quickly as possible and make war impossible of existence. And to all who govern the power of the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expanded worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all is not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way. And to this end are we dedicated, to this end are we consecrated, to this end do we serve, till the great divine plan is fulfilled for eternity for the ascension of all. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations that the great cosmic law requires to set this earth free and convey to the seven mighty archangels of creation our love, our gratitude, and our obedience for eternity in the name of the humanity of earth. And we thank you. Now, as we receive the blessing of eternal peace, may the beloved seven mighty archangels of creation blaze their heart flame of peace into and around us all and make an eternal part of our life's dreams in full cosmic victory and control wherever we abide. And we thank thee.